it's pretty much safe to say that the only reason why the Tigers won on Tuesday was because Minnesota's active trade deadline day did leave them with much unavailable roster for the game on Tuesday night. But less than 24 hours later, the Twins finally got things sorted out, and the improved lineup helped Minnesota take the final game of their three-game series yesterday with a 4-1 win over the Tigers. Newcomer Sandy Leon drove in two, and new pitcher Jorge Lopez had his first save. Lopez worked a 1-2-3 ninth inning on seven pitches. The Tigers are back at home tonight at Comerica Park to face Tampa Bay at 7:10. A 6:45 pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The White Sox took the final game of their three-game series with Kansas City. Lance Lynn spread out four hits over his six innings. Eloy Jimenez had three singles, and Jose Abreu had another home run in the White Sox 4-1 win over the Royals. The AL Central race is really starting to heat up between the Sox, Twins, and Guardians. Cleveland is one game behind the Twins first, while the White Sox are just a game behind Cleveland. Chicago is in Texas tonight at 8:05. It was an unexpected off day for the Cubs, as their game in St. Louis was rained out. They'll make up yesterday's game today as part of a day-night doubleheader at 1:15 and at 7:45. Wednesday in the WNBA, Indiana trying to end a 14-game losing streak in Atlanta, but the Dream's Ryan Howard scored a team-high 20 points in Atlanta's 91-81 win over Indiana. Fever, who've now lost 15 straight, got a game-high 21 points from Nelissa Smith in defeat. There is an old joke that asks the question, why doesn't Milwaukee have an NHL team? The punchline, then Chicago would want one. And this fall, it'll be true for one day. The Chicago Blackhawks will face the Minnesota Wild at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee for a preseason game on October 2nd. The Blackhawks haven't played a game in Milwaukee since facing the LA Kings for a regular season game on December 1st of 1992. NASCAR fans heading to Michigan International this weekend for the Firekeepers 400 won't see Kurt Busch in the race. Busch will miss his third straight race because of concussion-like symptoms stemming from a crash during qualifying for the race at Pocono on July 23rd. Ty Gibbs will replace him in his number 45 Toyota at MIS. And Wednesday in Midwest League Baseball, South Bend and Fort Wayne was rained out. We'll make up that game as part of a doubleheader on Saturday. We'll play tonight at 7:05. Lansing beat West Michigan 8-1. The Whitecaps are back at the Lugnuts tonight at 7:05. And Great Lakes beat the Lake County Captains 14-4. The Loons visit the Captains again tonight at 7:05. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Thursday, August 4th, I'm Dave Wolf.